Maseches Brachos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Mayer and Shulamith May and family of Los Angeles, California.
Perek Tfilas HaShachar has been graciously dedicated by the Gross Mishpacha of Brooklyn, New York, Zecher Nishmas, their esteemed husband and father, Reb Chaim Zechroiner Lebracha, Ben Rav Pinchas Gross, Sheyichye Lishanim Toivim. May the Torah studied through these shiurim be an everlasting zechus for his neshama. The following shiur has been presented by Harav Yisrael Reisman, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Torah Vadas,
and has been dedicated by Reb Shmuel Saka in the zechus of a refuah shleima for Hagoyin Rebbe Yosher Shlita. May the Torah learn through these shiurim be a zechus for the refuah shleima of Hagoyin Rebbe Yosef Shalom ben Chaya Moshe, the refuah shleima.
As we begin Perek Tfilas HaShachar, I'd like to deal with some fundamental yesodos in Hilchos Tefillah. Let me begin with an important kasha. The Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Aleph is a kasha regarding the halachas of Kavana in Shemoneh Esrei. We know that if a person doesn't have Kavana in Birchas Avos, may Ikar Adin, he has to repeat his Shemoneh Esrei. The Torah says that nowadays we don't do this, because if a person did not have Kavana in Birchas Avos, we are afraid that if he's going to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, he won't be mechaven in the second Shemoneh Esrei either, and therefore we do not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Frek de Bir Halacha. So what happens if you have someone who's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? He's daydreaming. He didn't have Kavana in Birchas Avos. He wakes up. He's holding Be'at HaChayneh L'Adam Das. Why does this person complete a Shemoneh Esrei? If he did not have Kavana in Birchas Avos, was saying that it's not a Shemoneh Esrei. It has to be repeated. So here, in Achinami, he's not repeating it. We're afraid that he won't have Kavana. Im Kol Zeh, let him just sit down, not finish his Shemoneh Esrei. De Brachos Levatola, after all, he didn't have Kavana in Birchas Avos, and Kavana in Birchas Avos is Ma'akiv, Tzorichi and Gadol. The stifler of Brachos Simchav Zayin tries to deal with it, and he too struggles with this kasha. That's one kasha. There's another shayla which the stifler deals with in Kilas Yaakov, Semin Yud Zayin, a very geshmaka shayla. Here you have a person who's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and he's daydreaming. He does not remember at which bracha in Shemoneh Esrei he is holding. He remembers saying Rafeinu Hashem V'nei Rafei, because he thought about a certain chayla at the time. He's sure he didn't start Ala Tzadikim. However, he's not sure if he said the bracha of Baruch Aleinu Tka B'Shefer. He's not sure if he said the bracha Shiv Shevteinu, the bracha L'Malshinim. He has four brachas which he may or may not have said. He daydreams so badly, he doesn't know where he's up to. What does he do? Choice one, does he go back to Baruch Aleinu to make sure he says the whole Shemoneh Esrei? Or choice two, does he start Al Tzadikim? Because he doesn't want to take a chance on repeating a bracha, and that would be a bracha L'Vatalah. The shayla appears in the Chayei Adam, Klal Chav Dalid, Simin Chav Aleph, and he says the following psak. He says that a person can only say a bracha which he is certain he has not yet said. In our example, where he's certain he said Rafa'enu, he's certain he did not say Ala Tzadikim, he's uncertain about the brachas in between, Paskin the Chayei Adam. The brachas you're not sure about, Safek brachas lahakol, you don't say those brachas. You begin Ala Tzadikim. And at first glance, that sounds like a very logical pshat. After all, we all know, Safek brachas lahakol. So Memela, simple that he can't say those four brachas. They might be a bracha levatala. That is the psak of the Chayei Adam. Comes along the stipler and Simin Yud Zayin, and he asks a gevaldik kasha on the Chayei Adam. The halacha is that brachos ma'akvos zu ezu. The halacha is if you daven Shemoneh Esrei and you miss one bracha, someone daven Shemoneh Esrei and he skipped, let's say Tka B'Shefer, he has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Brachos ma'akvos zu ezu. All the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei are ma'akev one on the other. Even the order is ma'akev. If so, if brachos ma'akvos zu ezu, Zokta Stipler, let's think about this person. Here he is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He's certain he said Rafeinu. He doesn't know if he said Ala Tzadikim. What should he do? Let's make a cheshbon. If he starts now from Baruch Aleinu, he might be saying as many as four brachas levatala, because there are four brachas he may already have said. It's a suffix if he say four brachas levatala. If he starts about Alat Tzadikim and does not say those four, then it's a suffix of 15 brachas levatala, because he said 15 brachas in the Shemayna Esrei. But if he did not say the four others, then all 15 brachas are brachas levatala. So now he has two choices. One choice is to start from the later bracha, Alat Tzadikim, and put himself in a suffix 15 brachas levatala. The other choice is to go back to Baruch Aleinu and put himself in a choice of four suffix brachas levatala. Tanya to Stifler, of course, the best thing is that he should go back and say Baruch Aleinu. Gevaldige kasha. Mitzvah liyashev. I'll tell you a secret. For me, it's a special mitzvah liyashev. I'm ashamed to say, but I once had this shaila. I was in the middle of Shemayna Esrei and did not know at what point I was. It happened to me shortly after I had surgery. I woke up a morning after surgery and decided that since I was in the hospital and not going to Minyan, I would daven Vesikin. So I set my alarm clock to daven early. I had to daven lying flat on my back. I had surgery on my leg. I was not allowed to sit up. So I davened with tefillin on, flat on my back, and I'm ashamed to say, in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, I fell asleep. I dozed off, woke up, and was not sure at which bracha I was holding. What to do? Machlokes Chayyadim and Stifler, but the Stifler has a gevaldige kasha. I picked up the phone, there with my tefillin on, in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, and called Rav Palm, who I knew was up early. He had an early morning seder. He always said that was his best seder, no one disturbed him. Well, that morning I disturbed him. I said, "Good morning, Rabbi. I'm in the middle of Shemayna Esrei." And I explained and asked him for advice what to do. Do I do like the Chayyadim? Do I do like the Stifler? As best I recall, Rav Palm responded, "If you do like the Chayyadim, you're not doing wrong." I suppose he meant, Chayyadim is a Paisik. The Stifler has a Lomda Shekasha. If you do like the Paisik, you're not doing wrong. The Kachosisi, I did like the Chayyadim. I started from the later bracha and finished my Nasr. I resolved at the time to try to find an answer to the Stifler's Kasha, and that I will share with you now. We step back for a minute and deal with the Sugya in the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar. We find in the Sugya Sagamara that there are two reasons, two ideas behind the setup of davening Shachris Mincha and Maariv. One, Tfilos Avos Tiknum. One is that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were misaken in the three Tfilos. The other is that Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. Shachris is Keneged Tamid Shal Shachris. Mincha Keneged the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. And Arvis is Keneged the burning of the Avarim overnight. Now, Agav will tell you that when I learned Perek Tfilos HaShachar, I had a kasha. The Sugya HaGemara is clear that these two Mandiyomrim are arguing. They're arguing with each other, like the Lashon HaGemara. Nevertheless, the Rambam brings both reasons, and he's followed by Paiskim and Bali Mashava, all of whom bring both reasons. I don't know the answer, but let's talk about both. There are two reasons we daven. One reason we daven is for Bakashas Tzrachim. We ask for the things we need. Of course, we start with praise to the Bari Olam, but we move directly to a Bakasha, a request for things that we need. Bakashas Tzrachim. There's a second reason we daven. Ula Avdai B'chol L'Levavchem. We know that the idea of davening is based on the concept of Avoda, and of course, La'avdai b'chol l'vavchem, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all our hearts, that's tefillah, avoda. Turns out, there are two reasons we daven. One, we will call bakasha srachim, asking for things. And the second, we will call avoda. What does avoda mean? How are we serving Hashem? By recognizing that everything comes from the Bairi Olam, ki kel melech roifei nemon v'rachman ata, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the source of all refuah. because you're the Mevarech Hashanim, because you are Chayne L'Adam Das, we recognize that. That's Avoida. Is Avoida Jiva Leiv? Zu Tfila. Now these two fit well with the two ideas mentioned here in the beginning of the Perek. Tfilos Avos Tiknam, Tfilos Neged Tamidim Tiknam. The Bakashas Tzrochim aspect of davening, that is Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Where were the Avos Mispalel? They were Mevakash Tzrochayim. They davened for the things they needed, like Yaakov Avinu davened when he was heading towards the house of Laban. So, Bakashas Tzrochim, that's Keneged Avos Tiknam. The second aspect, Avoida, well, that's Keneged, the Tamid Shel Shachris, Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, and the burning of the Evarim. Very Geshmak. There are two reasons that we daven, two dinim in davening. Similarly, we find two psukim for davening. The Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Hei, brings the pasuk l'avdei b'chol avavchem, from Devarim Perek Yud Aleph. But the Ramban, in his Agois, says no. The makor of the mitzvah of davening is in Bamidbar Perek Yud. V'chi savay mulchama v'artzachem uskatem b'chatzaitzreis. Uskatem b'chatzaitzreis is a reference to davening. Two psukim. Again, very geshmak. The two dinim in davening. One is a din avoida, l'avdei b'chol avavchem, the Rambam's pasuk. One is Bakosha Tzrochim. That's the Ramban's pasuk. V'chisavim l'chama v'arzachem uskatim b'chatzaitzreis. Very geshmak. Two aspects to davening. And since there are two aspects to davening, we have two psukim. We move on. So we establish the yisoy that there are two parts to davening. Why do we daven for everything? Why brachas ma'akvois zu ezu? Logically, if I would go to the king to ask for Tzrochim, I wouldn't ask for every single thing I need. I would pick my greatest need and ask for it. Yep, I shmein esrei were mechuyiv to say every single bakasha, refuah, das, parnasa, everything. Why? Let's say you have a person who doesn't need something. He doesn't need das. A lot of people think they don't need das. There are plenty of das. You heard of people. They talk about davening for refuah, davening for parnasa, davening for das. Barely hear of it. So a man who doesn't need das, why does he have to ask for das? He doesn't need a refuah, he's well. Why does he have to daven refuah? If it's because of the first din of Bakasha Tzrochim, nachinami, he doesn't have to daven for everything. But because of the second din of Avoida, a statement that Hashem controls everything, that's the reason Brachas Ma'akev Zu Ezu. Why are Brachas Ma'akev one the other? Because of the din Avoida. It's a statement of recognizing it comes from the Bari Olam. In Cain, turns out, the Brachas Ma'akev Zu Ezu is a din in the Avoida aspect of davening, and not in Bakasha Tzrochim. This Yesod, I saw in the Divrei Yoel from the Satmar Rebbe, on the Sefer Ambrosius, page Samach Zayin, he says an interesting thing. He says, when the Beis Hamikdash stood, there was no din Avoida in Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei was already misukon through the Anshei Knesset HaGadayla in the period before the Binyan Bayi Sheni. During the time of the Binyan Bayi Sheni, there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was Avoida there. Shmoneh Esrei was only Bakasha Tzrochim, Zok Tzat Mereba. During that period, there was no din of Brachas Ma'akev Zu Ezu. Why aren't the Brachas Ma'akev Zu Ezu? Because Bakasha Tzrochim, you don't have to ask for everything. You only have to ask for everything if it's a din Avoida. And at that time, Avoida was in the Beis HaMikdash. With this, the Sama Rebbe answers the Gemara which says, Shokrum v'chazru v'yistam. The Gemara Megillah says that the order of the davening of Shemaine Esri had been forgotten during the Bayi Sheni, and it had to be Mesukan again. How do people forget to say of Shemaine Esri daven three times a day? Because they didn't have to daven it three times a day during that period. Very geshmak. Now, with Dishtikal Torah, we walk away with a beautiful Yesod. Shmoneh Esrei has two dinim, Avoida and Bakasha Tzrochim. Nowadays, we are mechuyiv to accomplish both. In our Shmoneh Esrei, we're mevakash Tzrochim. And also, we need to have the Avoida aspect of davening. Getting to the Chayei Adam. Someone's davening Shmoneh Esrei. We said Refa'enu. He's not sure if he has to say Baruch Aleinu, Tekabi Shaifa, Shiv Shifteinu, Lamal Shinim. Or if he's holding by Allah Tzadikim. Let us say he skips the four brachas. and he starts with Allah Tzadikim. And he finishes Shemayne Esrei. He's mechuyev to daven again if he knows he skipped a bracha. But were those 15 brachas bracha levatala? The stipler said that they are. They're 15 brachas levatala. He's not yet to Shemayne Esrei. The Chayyadam, we are saying, holds that not brachas levatala. If you daven a Shemayne Esrei 15 brachas, it's fine. It's a Shemayne Esrei of Akasha Srochim. Like they daven during the time of the Bayesheni. It's not a bracha levatala. Ah, you have to daven over. Yeah, of course, because now you're mechuyev to daven a Shemayne Esrei of Avoida. Avoida, we say brachas mak vizuazu. So the stifles kasha on the chayyadim is answered. What is the problem? The problem is choose 15 suffix brachas or choose 4 suffix brachas. Better choose 4. The answer is no. If you're going to say those 4 over, it's 4 suffix brachas. Better say just a 15 brachas Shemayne Esrei, suffix 15. And this Vadai no bracha levatala answered very gishmak. I'd like to come back and use this to answer the Bi'ur Halachas Kasha with which we began. I began with the Bi'ur Halachas Kasha. If someone did not have kavan in the first bracha, why does he finish Shemayne Esrei? It's not a good Shemayne Esrei anyway. The answer is as follows. Why is kavan a ma'akiv in Shemayne Esrei? There are a lot of amiris in the Torah. Kavan is not ma'akiv in Birchas HaTorah, in benching, in Vidui Maestris, in Bikurim. All the amiris in the Torah, we don't find kavan as ma'akiv. Why is it ma'akiv in davening? The answer is, Dav Beis Amin Aleph in Zvachim, we learn that Lishma, kavana, is ma'akiv in Avoida. Avoida has to be done with kavana. As a matter of fact, Tosis on Dav Beis says, if you have kavana at the beginning of the Avoida, it's enough. Ah, that's Shemayne Esrei. The din Avoida of Shemayne Esrei requires kavana. And if you have kavana at the beginning of Birchas Avis, that's enough, you yaitza. The idea of Bakasha Srachim, of course, it's better to have kavana, but kavana is not ma'akiv. Here you have a man. He's davening Shemayne Esrei. He didn't have kavana in the first bracha. He is not yoitza the avoida aspect of davening. But is his whole Shemayne Esrei a bracha levatala chas v'shalom? It's a Shemayne Esrei of Bakasha Srachim. Bakasha Srachim, kavana is not ma'akiv. So with this general, yisaydistik ahavana, in the two dinim of davening, we have been successful in understanding both the Chayei Adam, the answer from the stifles kasha, as well as the side of Shemayne Esrei, that when someone doesn't have kavanah in the first bracha, he completes the Shemayne Esrei, because it's not a bracha levatal. This should be a nechama for those of us who occasionally don't have kavanah in the first in our vice, in the first bracha. At least they're not brachas levatal. So these are my thoughts regarding the beginning of Perek Tfilas HaShachar. I think it's enough of the aside that if you bear it in mind, you'll find the idea of two parts to davening. The Bakasha Srachim and the Avoida part. Those two dinim, it's an idea that will answer other kashas. I wish everyone continued atzlacha in your Limud HaTorah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.